How do I cope with waiting for results?
It's all I can think about. Is the cancer going to come back?
I can't sleep. How do I stop worrying?
We know what goes through your head when you're living with cancer. The questions, the anxieties. We understand because we've been there too. If you or someone you care about has been diagnosed with cancer, Macmillan Cancer Support's online community can help from day one. It's a free, safe online forum for people with cancer to connect anonymously. No question is too big or too small. With over 80,000 members, we get it. We've been there. Whatever you need to ask, we're here. To join, search Macmillan Online Community.
Hey, podcast listeners. Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalogue of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts. That's amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe.
So anyway. Alexis and Katie, Alexis is really trying to be fun. She's like, Katie, we're gonna go find critters. Did you bring any mace? Isn't this fun? Fun Lexi's here.
I was not prepared with bear spray. I got hairspray. Sorry, that joke normally kills on the green.
Old white men generally love that joke. I don't know why that didn't go over here.
So now Gina and Emily, they're going off to get lunch. So they're coming out. Each cottage has like its own little picket fence and gate. They're all coming out of their gates and everything. And then Gina's like, oh my God, it looks like I'm going to Sonoma in the future. And I'm like, did you bring your hoverboard? Which is a Back to the Future.
You know that those
reference.
Are like current, right? Okay, so it's just like wackiness. So Alexis and Tamara get to the restaurant for lunch. And, you know, it's just like small talk. And then Shannon comes in and she looks depressed, you know? And so Emily's like, you look like you're going to a funeral. Whose funeral are you going to? She's like,
oh, well.
I guess you didn't see me the tombstone scene I did. That's a famous gift now. That's fine.
Could I actually have some hot water with lemon?
And then, so we're, of course, getting all of their orders because it's Housewives, but also so we can judge Shannon. So they all order, and then we get to Shannon, and she's like,
I'm going to just order one thing because we're on vacation. So I'm going to do a vodka soda cranberry. Thank you. Woohoo, vacation. Could you bring a map of the premises with that? Because we're on vacation. Yeah. And make sure that the map is made out of alcohol. Thank you.
I don't know, man. It's like Tamara's here. You know she's on you about that. And like you're also with me and I'm sober. So it should be easy to pass on the booze. It's like... I'm going to let Shannon have this cocktail today. I think she's earned it for this episode.
And I love that Gina actually thinks so highly of herself that she thinks that sitting there listening to Gina for the next 2 hours is going to be a situation where you're going to need less alcohol. No.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Heather's in town with some of the others and she's like, oh, I see an espresso martini. Hi, everybody. We are going to do a wine dosage with the other group. And Jenna's going to be joining us shortly. And I'm sending all you gals to the spa. And then we're going to meet for dinner. Okay, so have fun, Rancho relaxing, while we have one of those together later. Okay, bye, guys. Fun Heather DeBro here.
So then back to Tamara. Tamara's like,
oh, Alexis, there's stories everywhere from your event last night. You open social media, you guys are breaking the internet right now.
Literally did not even come close to chipping the internet. Like, I don't think anyone paid attention to this.
Well, and you only follow Housewives accounts, you know? So then we see headlines flashing across the screen. Real Housewives of Orange County's Alexis Bellino and John Jansen address Shannon drama as they make red carpet debut.
Red carpet debut? The fuck was this red carpet for?
The Toxic movie? Avenger. Yeah. So Shannon's like,
well, I mean, in my wildest dreams, did I ever think he would be doing interviews on a red carpet? Huh. I know. I mean, like, this is what I don't get. He sounds like he's, like, very angry, and she's going around and talking about him. But it's like when people break up, you talk about people, and I feel bad about it, but it's something that we do.
Well, John said that you ruined my life by making it so public, and now he is on Oscar party red carpets. So.
Oh, so it was an Oscar party red carpet. Who's Oscar
what
party?
Can you imagine, Ronnie? Oscar weekend, we were together. I was in Austin with you. We watched the Oscars together in your place. To think.
We sure did.
That same night, Alexis and John were making their red carpet debut. Wow. What a life.
It's crazy. I mean, just what we didn't know then. Am I right?
What we didn't know while we watched that terrible broadcast.
When that lady made that song about fire for the for Flamin' Hot Cheetos the movie.
The movie about Flamin' Hot Cheetos. And Diane Warren wrote a song and Becky G came out and sang it about the Flamin' Hot Cheetos. And then apparently, I think we talked about this, Diane Warren was so upset about losing the Oscar that she had a tantrum in between the commercial breaks over it, over her Flamin' Hot Cheetos song.
Okay, so they're still talking about John and gossiping about John. And Gina's like, oh, you know, like they're referring to it as their red carpet debut. As if they've got a whole tour of red carpets coming up. I mean, come on. Come on. I mean, I feel bad seeing that, but come on. And I was like, oh, I really love Tina today. And so Katie's like, but how does he have money? Because he sold his business? Or and Gina's like, oh, like, I think he owns like a small stake. And Shannon goes, oh, he owned a percentage of one of the divisions. So he has some money. So maybe you're looking for it in all the wrong places. Like, from me? From me? Am I just a crack in a couch cushion? No. I mean, if you want to look for the petty change that you actually own, maybe that's where you should be looking. So,
yeah. Well, yes. So he did sell his stake in Division, which is, you know, people don't realize you would think that those are just universal things that are not owned by people. But, you know, addition, subtraction, multiplication, they're all owned. And, oh, I guess he has no money. He only owns one of the most important features of math. But apparently there's no money in that. So he comes to me. I'm apparently money bags. I mean, do I have as much money as the division symbol? No, but apparently I do. So good luck with you, John Jansen.
So they ask her how it's going, and she's like,
well, I have a deadline today. I'm going to say this in a whisper voice. I have a deadline today. So I'm like, today! Please stop. We're in quiet mode right now. Your deadline is today!
Hi, this is Katie, and I refuse to let anyone speak more quietly than me, so I'm going to say, to respond.
Mm-hmm.
To respond.
Mm-hmm. Okay, to well, respond. I have a deadline today, and I'm supposed to respond.
What are you going to do? What are you going to respond to?
Oh my God, she's awful. It's a quiet moment.
Who set off the fireworks? Am I right? Okay, Shannon, go ahead.
Okay, well, I already countered.
Oh God, now you're yelling. Can we just all stop yelling?
I'm sorry. Well, I already countered, and I offered him a lot of money, and I'm not going to go a penny more.
Shannon, please stop. Can you bring me some cotton balls to put in my ears? I mean, seriously, it's like being at a death metal concert. Thank you.
Can I ask what it was?
Oh, God, now it's loud, and it smells like tacos.
Half. About half. You offered him half and half? Well, no wonder he's mad. He asked for money. You gave him crema.
Well, yeah, I offered him half. She goes, oh my God, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it really is. And Katie's like, yeah, that's a really, really big number. And I'm referring to the decibels that you just used to get a non-sentence across, Gina. Thank you.
So Emily's like, Emily's like, Shannon, that's one thing you don't, that's one more thing you have to deal with. I mean, first you buy him Ferragamo shoes. Stop bringing that up, Tamara. Now this, that's awful.
This must be such a horrible day for you to have to deal with this. I'm so glad that I made a joke and set Alexis off on you even more after mentioning the Ferragamo shoes comment. Whoops.
I feel like it's extortion or something, you know? I mean, what's important to John, I can be loud again because I'm speaking to the audience. I'm not under Katie's draconian, no yelling rules. What's important to John is, you know, look like a good guy. This is step one, try to make Shannon look bad. I'm emphasizing this by putting my two hands in front of me and then bringing them close to my chest. Make Shannon look bad. And he's really taking drastic steps.
So then we cut back to Tamara and Alexis, and Alexis is like, I get that Shannon feels uncomfortable. I mean, but thank you for not excluding me from this event, because this is really near and dear to my heart, because my kids know that their mother is going to fight for them. And if it means taking the face right off of Shannon, returning that, and getting a new Beamer, I'm going to do it. I will not have my 3 Series judged by Heather Dubrow ever again. What were we talking about?
You know what? They should have freedom to live, my children, to live and do whatever they want. Shannon, on the other hand, absolutely not. So Heather's like, just want to say whatever we have to say to put it to rest and move forward. But I don't think it's going to happen. So we have to figure this out as a group. That's all there is to say about it.
So Heather, Tamara, and Alexis are in the van. And Tamara's like, so
this is Sonoma, huh? We could walk to you, huh?
It turns out they were 0.3 miles away. So they arrive at Equality Vines, which, so it turns out this organization not only is for equality in families, but also for vines, which is good. And they're greeted by the Family Equality President and CEO, James. And Heather's like, so we just read the email that Family Equality put out about Florida. Huh? Well, by reading it, I had one of my maids call up and I said, please dictate this to me. Thank you.
Could you please explain it for these stupid people here? Okay. Explain it for them. And they're like, well, we fought the don't say gay thing, and now we're allowed to say gay. And she's like, wow, gay. Just did it. What a rebel. I feel great.
Wow, Alfredo, you've done great work with this organization. We're so happy for everything that you and other Alfredo have done. And this is exactly why we support Family Equality, because they're making real change in our country for our families.
So then the Equality Wines founder, Jim, is their waiter. So he gives them some sparkling wine. And Heather's like, oh my God, you guys, look, this is it. It's the Gems line. Cheers to Gems. Who's Gems?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, Family Equality asked me to do a champagne collaboration with them. And I said, well, I would never put my name on anything that you pours are associated with in terms of champagne, but I'll just create my own champagne. All the proceeds are going to Family Equality, so it's just as good.
You're even branding the Family Equality event.
This is HD champagne. This champagne is made for Mark Cuban.
This is HD champagne. If you buy more champagne, you can also get face masks, important to use during a pandemic, and they're only 100 times upmarked.
So we came up with 4 different sparkling wines. This one you throw at the chef, this one at the maid, this one at the doorman if he ever comes inside, and this one's a wild card. Just throw it at anyone.
Listen, it's extremely important to have a quality wine so that you, when you have people who are poorer than you, they can all have the same wine while you have better stuff.
Which reminds me, someone give Richard Marx some cava.
So they're serving the wine, and Manveer, Jim, is like, put your nose in it. Take a gentle smell of the wine. It's like, Gems. Delicious.
I love my Gems. Forced smile. So then Alexa goes, did you even clear your palate for any of these? Is this something Terry put in your mouth? Yes. I definitely drank this very affordable sparkling champagne, and I love it so much.
Terry didn't put anything in my mouth. I have a dentist.
And Tamara's like, I don't put anything in my mouth that I don't have to anymore. Let's say that out loud.
Cut to Sandy. I'll tell you what goes in my mouth. A free Costco sample, if you know what I'm talking about. And then her boyfriend comes skateboarding in. Sure do.
Honey, you shaved straight up the middle of your nose again. You're missing half your eyebrows on each side. So sexy. Get over here.
I love his hot Lister shirt.
So Jen comes and they're like,
hi Jen. Yes, you're not stupid. We all know it's terrible. Go ahead and cry.
And she's like, guys, I didn't really get any money. I just, it didn't go how I wanted. Guys, guess what? Divorce sucks.
Well, I don't. Get it? I ain't sucking Eddie's dick. I'm still married to him, by the way.
Last time Will and I were in a courthouse, it was this courthouse, and we adopted our son, and it was the most amazing day of our lives. We were so united. We were so bonded, and now Will won't even look at me or the giant YSL on my shirt. It's just so very, very vastly different now.
I mean, Jen, I love you, but I'm presuming that this was before you started fucking a guy in the gym parking lot, okay? She's like, I just don't understand. Will's just so mad. I just don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I thought there'd be a way. Isn't that what they say about Wills?
Oh, God. So then they're like, so what is he going to give you? Zero?
And she goes, well, I mean, not zero, but it's temporary and it's $6,000. And Alexis is like, with five kids? Oh, my God.
And Tamara's like, $6,000 isn't a lot of money with five kids, but she's living with Ryan. So I feel like she's going to rely on that and not get a job.
Yep, that sounds about right. Way to go, connecting those dots. So Jen's like, by the way, so how are you guys doing? You know, I haven't seen you in a minute, Alexis.
Yeah, all you have to do is open up Instagram. She's all over. She's breaking the internet.
I don't know why I think it's so funny that Tamara's so impressed that Alexis is on Instagram.
I think she sees Alexis as like her project. I think Tamara is like very proud because the Tamara prior to the season was like, I always thought we should bring Alexis back onto the show. And then now she's back and now she's breaking the internet. So I think Tamara's kind of like look
her
at king, me.
Her kingmaker moment where she's, yeah, you know, 1 minute she's fired, but then not only is she back, but Vicky's not back. It's just her. And she gets to bring back whoever she wants. So they learned their lesson on this one.
You know, when like a horse wins like the Belmont Stakes or something, it's like always like the owner who's like out there holding up a trophy and having milk poured on his head or something, you know. Yeah. It's like, meanwhile, the jockey did all the work. But like, you know, Tamara's like,
the horse is just waiting to like have his moment where he gets to hold kids' construction paper together in the future.
Tamara's basically like, look, I found this horse and I bought it and I raised it to be a champion.
Yeah.
It's an attack horse. I taught this horse how to rip Shannon a new asshole and look at it go.
So then
she's like, wow, she's on Instagram, everybody. And that happened, and Shannon was at R&D Cafe. Oh, then I heard, guys, listen to this. After Alexis broke the internet, Shannon went to the R&D Cafe by herself with a notebook and her drink, and eventually she had a big reaction.
And then we see Tamara reading a headline to Shannon saying,
Shannon, look at this headline. She Ubered to the mall and then got a cocktail by herself.
And Shannon's like, oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. Who would do such a thing?
I ordered, it's coming back to me. I ordered a Pellegrino, a cranberry, a Pellegrino. What I did was I said, God, this is a... it smells like vodka in here, and I'll have a Pellegrino cranberry. And maybe they must have thought that was actually a full order of but I ordered a Pellegrino. I definitely ordered a Pellegrino. I believe, you know what, it was a dirty martini, now that I think about it.
Making it sound like I just went to a cheesecake factory and drank straight from the bottle. I ordered Pellegrino and cranberry to have with my shots.
Listen, at least she Ubered there. So
I know. What do you guys want from her? Jesus Christ. And you know where they got that information from? Fucking Tamara. Tamara was following you or some shit. It's like Tamara's little drone following your Uber around, you know?
Why did they not supply us with a photo? They should have given us the photo. Wait, have you seen the photo? Should we look up the photo?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
That happened. And then Shannon. Okay. What did she say? She Ubered to the mall and got a cocktail by herself. Let's see if that comes up in the Google.
That's amazing. I'm sorry. I support it. She's like, well, I could go to a discreet
bar and have a cocktail in peace, but I'm going to go to Javier's. I'm sorry, ma'am. You've been banned from Javier's. Well, I will go to whatever R&D cafe is, and I will have a beverage of undetectable strength.
Nothing's coming up in Google. Let's see. Shanna's doing her best to move forward. Yeah, I can't find the picture, unfortunately. But Shannon's, you know, of course, taking it from every side. So then Tamara's like,
yeah, the picture's Shannon. We saw on Instagram with Shannon at the bar, sitting there with a little short glass by herself. Like, it's no big deal.
Look, if she drank at home, you'd call her an alcoholic. If she drove there, you'd call her a drunk driver. She's doing the responsible thing. She's drinking around other people after Ubering there. What the fuck do you want from the lady?
She followed Vicky's advice. Just Uber. You can be the alcoholic. Just Uber.
Yeah, exactly.
And
well, I mean, goes, that is the problem, right? It's not that you're drinking. It's like everyone's in charge of their own drinking and sobriety. It's the getting behind the wheel thing that's terrible. And she didn't do that. So I say lessons are being learned here.
Well, obviously. In this case, yes. I mean, I think obviously if you have like a job and you lose your job because you're drinking too much, you're not getting your deadlines, that's bad too. But,
well, you know, I mean, I'm not going to general. I'm specifying this.
In the case of Shannon, I think that like, yes, as long as she takes an Uber and her liver's okay, then yes, yeah. Go thrive. So now we go to the spa, and it's this very rustic spa, and the women who didn't go into town are going to have their spa day. And so,
hello, person. I would like a wellness tea, much like the one I enjoyed at R&D Cafe, right? Wellness tea. That's what it was.
And please have that poured by Dr. Belvedere. That would be great.
Streaks out of China. Never mattered before. No one cared.
And Emily's like, what about this one? The Elevate. Do you have that in taco form?
Oh, well, you know what? The Elevate is really great. It's more of like a mood. It's a mood elevator.
Yeah. I think we all understood that. It's called Elevate. So, yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
I'm Dan Taberski. In 2011, something strange began to happen at the high school in Leroy, New York.
I was like at my locker and she came up to me and she was like stuttering super bad. I'm like, stop f***ing around. She's like, I can't.
A mystery illness, bizarre symptoms, and spreading fast.
It's like doubling and tripling and it's all these girls.
With a diagnosis, the state tried to keep on the down low.
Everybody thought I was holding something back.
Well, you were holding something back intentionally.
Yeah.
No, it's hysteria. It's all in your head. It's not physical. You're exaggerating.
Is this the largest mass hysteria since the witches of Salem? Or is it something else entirely?
Something's wrong here. Something's not right.
Leroy was the new Dateline, and everyone was trying to solve the murder.
A new limited series from Wondery and Pineapple Street Studios. Hysterical. Follow Hysterical on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Hysterical early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
She struck him with her motor vehicle. She had been under the influence, and she left him there.
In January 2022, local woman Karen Reed was implicated in the mysterious death of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe. It was alleged that after an innocent night out for drinks with friends, Karen and John got into a lover's quarrel en route to the next location. What happens next depends on who you ask. Was it a crime of passion?
If you believe the prosecution, it's because the evidence was so compelling. This was clearly an intentional act. And his cause of death was blunt force trauma with hypothermia.
Or a corrupt police cover-up.
If you believe the defense theory, however, this was all a cover-up to prevent one of their own from going down.
Everyone had an opinion. And after the 10-week trial, the jury could not come to a unanimous decision.
To end in a mistrial, it's just a confirmation of just how complicated this case is.
Law and Crime presents the most in-depth analysis to date of the sensational case in Karen. You can listen to Karen exclusively with Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify.
So Gina's like, oh my God, I need something to help me because I fucked up. I feel so bad, literally.
Her stomach's like, brr. So she's like, oh my God, so many problems in my torso today. Like, I literally feel bad. So Shannon's like, okay, well, what? So they're all deciding what they're going to do for their treatments and everything. And then a lady comes in. They're sort of sitting in this room in robes. And the lady comes in named Jess, who is a perfumer. And she's like,
fuck off. Get the fuck out of here. I can't with this. Who decided this was a good idea? This is not the first time we've seen this on. Hi, I'm Jen. I'm a perfumer. Or I'm Jess. I'm a perfumer. I don't want that. I want to relax. I just ordered some tea. Now I have to smell this nonsense. And you're going to get little drips, droplets of it up in my nose. And I'm going to smell old lady all day. Get that shit out of here. I'm trying to relax, Jess.
So Jess is like, so everyone, tell me your favorite scent and tell me why. Tacos! It's like, oh, yeah, well, you can do tacos, but you have to say why you like them. Because they're meaty and juicy. It's like the perfect scent. It's like carnitas. Okay. Let's see. Let me see if I can work with this. Does it bring you any childhood pleasures? It makes me think of my mom! Okay.
I do like the smell of tacos. You can't go wrong with meat and cheese. Now, can we do tacos that have to be microwaved because there's no one to make them warm for you?
Okay, I'm just going to ignore this lady in the corner who's trying to be funny. Let's think about flowers. So everyone smell this, and the flower scent of the valley is going to allow you to connect to the place that we are. Okay, does anyone know why this lady is trying to drink my little perfume stick?
Oh, yeah, that's just Shannon. She's just having a moment.
What? I'm not driving.
So as you smell, actually take that scent strip into your nose and close your eyes and go somewhere, okay? Just go there. Gina, where are you?
I'm in a luxurious studio apartment with 19 children. We're all playing a video game and sharing a tortilla. God, it's my happy place.
And now we're trying to look out the window, but there's a giant shoelace in the way.
She's in a boot. You have to understand. She's in a boot.
Emily, where are you?
I'm in the boot, too, because I really like Gina. But I brought tacos. And she's like, hey, the boot smells now. Come on, Emily.
And Katie, where are you? I'm sorry. You're going to have to stop yelling if you want me to answer you.
Are we in a rage room? Because all I hear are the sounds of things crashing.
Wow, I feel like I'm in the 90s listening to Screamo.
And Emily's like, this hurts my throat.
God, Emily, Jesus. So Gina's like, oh my God, Shannon's over here just guzzling down this Kool-Aid. Like, I mean, she loves this. I mean, that bitch had crystals in her walls. And then we see flashbacks to Shannon when she first came on going, well, we had our feng shui lady come because before they poured the foundation, I put some crystals in there. Do you remember when Shannon was like super fancy?
So good.
Like, hello, welcome to Shannon Manor. I've had crystals put in my foundation.
We have a chandelier on a switch that raises it up and down. And she was like, I went to a guy in L.A. to he put jewels inside my teeth. And Gina's like, but you know what? I had a spiritual extraction, so I guess I'm really not one to talk. And then we show that footage of that ridiculous scene that was actually a story arc, which is what's so sad about it. So
it was like, so she's like, guys, I'm going to avoid that part because it was stupid enough when it actually happened. So guys, I don't think I told any of you guys this, but I got a new dog. We got another doodle. We named her Clover. So now we got Meatball for my people and Clover for Trav's people. Okay. So, basically Clover gets really nice treats, but then Meatball doesn't get anything because I need to think about my dog first.
I think that Meatball actually gets the treats and Clover doesn't get the treats if you think about it that way. Is his Meatball or is this because Meatball's Italian?
She's got Clover.
Oh, Clover, so they both are representing each other's people through their own dogs. Okay, well that's kind of like the gift of the Magi a little bit. So so she's like, you know what, the way he moved, I think he's like trying to fill up his void now and like this like sadness, and Kitty says it's like putting out a band-aid on a situation. And Gina's like, right now we're just like naturally at his house a lot because I've got construction going on. It's like, it's a real big trigger for Travis because I didn't even think about it.
Oh, you mean because like you kicked him out and now you're making all these changes?
Yeah, it's kind of like erasing him. I didn't even think he'd be bothered by me erasing him. I mean, just because I cut him out of all the film.
I've been erased, everybody. Tamara, you're not even in this scene. Sorry, I heard my cue.
You know, I worry that this is pulling my family apart. I'm like a little concerned that me kicking out half of the family is going to pull the family apart. Gina making magnificent deductions here.
I love that also. Gina just cracks me up the way that her logic works. She's like, yeah, so I moved away from Travis and he got so sad that he got another dog. And now I just come over all the time to stay there while my house is getting done. And it's triggering. I just can't imagine why. And when he says, what are you doing at the house? And I say, you know, just removing all of your smells. And, you know, hey, Trev, you remember how we had that doorway where we would measure every time the kids grew? Yeah, I had that taken down and I had a slider put in.
Well, actually, I only took your kids' names off the doorway.
My kids still have hype memories. Yours don't, though. Sorry. Feel so weird.
I feel so bad that after Travis moved out, I finally decided to make the place better. Well, now that he's gone. God, I feel bad that he feels bad about that. So,
I mean, what, are you supposed to apologize to a ghost after you get it exercised?
So then Shannon gets a phone call. It's her lawyer because today's the deadline for her to pay that money. I don't know if it was mentioned or not yet. So she gets up and leaves, and Gina's just still prattling on. You know, I think that also, like, part of this goal is, like, ultimately to live together again, but, like, without Travis and his family, but, like, together. And, like, you know, like, now investing all into your home, like, so what does that look like? Like, and now he has, like, anger about it, and I just feel bad.
Well, yeah, because you're like, I'm just moving for a second. But, or, you know, we're just going to live apart for a second, but then we're going to live together again. And then you make it so that there's not room for you all to live together.
Gina.
And, like, what do you think? And by the way, I totally stand by Gina making this decision and doing what's best for her kids. I mean, we make jokes, but I do actually support this decision. But it's just Gina's, I feel like every time Gina makes a decision, she just acts like, what? I don't understand why people are upset. Like, yes, you do. You know, don't play dumb.
Yeah, I mean, I think though, again, like I said earlier this season, we need to have a better context about why this is all happening. Because if you didn't follow the headlines, you would just be like, so she's making money and she doesn't have enough money to spend on all the kids, so she only wants to spend it on her kids.
You really do have to read between the lines on this one and be like, okay, well, how does this make sense? This makes sense knowing that Travis is in he's in a alimony battle or money battle with his ex. It's gotten really ugly and he's living with Gina now. And so now their money is probably tied up together. And so she doesn't want her housewives money tied up with his money for his alimony so that his wife has to pay less child support. Or, I mean, all that stuff kind of makes sense, but you really do have to put a lot of justice. If you just believe the show, it would be, she would look like a total villain.
Yeah. So,
which is basically
just, that is just really funny. That's just really funny that she's like, God, I can't believe that Travis is upset that I kicked him out of the house when he wants to stay with me. So, you know, she goes,
I drove past the tent that Travis is staying in the other day and he looked so sad. And I was like, who doesn't like camping? Am I right? So weird.
She goes, you know, I don't, because Emily goes, so you guys didn't think about that at all?
No.
You would be perfectly content living separately the rest of your lives.
Well, I don't know about that. I just know that this step feels good. But this is why I have gas. And I'm going to have diarrhea. Oh, Shannon's back.
Shannon arrives in, one-upping the gas with diarrhea. Oh, how was your phone call? Did you have some spoiled fish? Is that why you have gastrointestinal malaise?
How was your phone call? Do you have anything that you can tell me right now that I can use against you in 5 minutes to make you look stupid and cry on national TV? Come on, Shannon, I'm here for you.
How was your phone call? Did you take it at a public cafe with a drink that you said was a mocktail, but it's clearly a cocktail?
Oh my God, are you crying? And Shannon's like, they didn't accept my offer. And I said, I'm not going to go up another penny. So he said, well, I'm going to send a letter to say I'm authorized to accept service on your behalf.
Oh. And Emily goes, you did cry. It's like, yeah, no shit, Sherlock. It's Shannon Bador. She sees a grasshopper. She starts to cry.
And Gina's like, that was a very generous offer.
And she's like, Shannon, I don't want you to go to court, though. She goes,
well, what else would I do?
Just pay him the money, Shannon. Just pay him the money.
I just want to say, by the way, I'm not giving this legal advice to my parents. Sue the motherfuckers at FedEx. Okay, so Emily is like, she's like, well, you just can't handle this right now.
But it's the principle. It's the principle. And Emily's like,
well, I understand this principle.
Here's the thing. I, you know,
I don't know that Shannon really is going about this the right way, to be honest, because if he's saying that he gave her this money for a facelift and then it's proven that she got a facelift and she's like, fuck that guy, then why wouldn't she be like, I can pay for my own facelift. Here's your money back. And then why doesn't she just pay him and then turn around and sue him and show receipts for everything they paid for in their relationship and say that was a loan that he said he was going to pay me when, I mean, I guess it's spending more money on legal.
Because she already spent so much on him. It's the lack of, it's just so ungracious. It's just so petty and so rude, and it's mean. And on top of that, like, for her, maybe, I don't know what her financials are, but $75,000 at one time,
that's a lot of money.
May have been easier for her at one time and maybe not easy for her now, just especially now that she has legal bills. Just as he wasn't able to afford his nice shoes at one time, and now he can. So people's money changes, and he's just being a dick.
Well, and I think it's also that she has also just paid all this money in that other lawsuit to settle that other lawsuit, which was another Bellino production. So
because how much
money am I going to pay this industry? This Bellino industry. And by the way, I know it's John Jansen and not Alexis technically suing. It's just a little bit crazy of a coincidence that it's both, you know. I would imagine as Shannon that you're like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to, you know, how often do you pay them? They just keep coming with a baseball bat.
We don't get a sense that Alexis is sitting there behind closed doors saying, you know what, Johnny, I think you should probably just leave it. Let's just move on. Let's just have our life. She's like, go get him, Johnny. Do it. I think you have to do it. You got to fight for what's yours. I will fight for my man.
Right.
So,
that was just for conversation's sake. Because, you know, fuck that guy, obviously. Gina's like, yeah, it's a lot of money. It's a big chunk. I mean, it feels very vindictive. Why do you want to hurt somebody so badly when you're so happy in your relationship? Just take the check and go live your life. Yeah, because listen, I think on his part, getting half of $75,000, that's pretty good too. So, you know, for someone who doesn't want the doesn't want to be someone's entertainment fodder, he's sure making an effort to go to red carpets and sue somebody to keep his new girlfriend on TV.
Wants his reputation cleared, but like, what needs to be cleared? That's what I would like to know. What is it?
Well, that she paid for everything. That's his big thing, is that she said that he paid for everything, and they haven't even mentioned that.
So he's going to
clear drunk on a golf course, but that's the only thing.
Which she covered for him for. She didn't even put forth that. So if his reputation has been sullied by the idea that he's cheap or poor and can't afford anything, how is extorting $75,000 from someone a way to dissuade people from thinking that you don't have money and you need to get your money from other people? It doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. It's like, I don't want people thinking that I'm living off of Shannon, so I'm going to get $75,000 to live off of Shannon.
Yes. Stupid. That's a much better way to put it.
Fucking all right, kill ass. I hate this fucking guy. So then we go back to Equality Vines, and Tamara's like, what time is dinner? And Heather's like, don't worry, I don't have a seating chart for tonight. And Alexis is like, just keep me at one end of the table away from her, because I just really don't want any drama tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. What I meant was, I'll be the only one sitting, and you guys will just have to stand against the back wall. That's why there's no chart.
And she's like, this whole weekend is about inclusivity. I mean, you're all the reason I included Katie. And I pulled her aside at the traitor's party and I said, listen, poor person, in the spirit of inclusion.
And Tamara cracks up. Tamara cracks up. Joseph, this was hilarious. Tamara is like, so that's why I invited her, in the spirit of inclusion. She's like, why is that bad? Why is that a bad thing to say? I'm being inclusive. I'm a person of the earth.
So Alexis is like, well, Katie said that you tried to she tried to apologize and you just stopped her. And she's like, well, I was, because she was doing that but then, and if what poor dollar, who uses cash anymore? I don't even know what cash looks like. Are there still presidents on it?
Yeah, but you know, you should get to know her, because you've never gotten to know her, you know?
Just, oh, well, there is no we in this. And why wasn't I given the grace of getting to know me?
And Tamara's like, well, the more I get to know Katie, the more I feel like Gina is behind us. So let's all be mad at Gina. Can we do this already?
Shouldn't Gina be so
wasn't
hard.
Behind it. Wasn't who brought up this original paparazzi thing? Wasn't this a storyline last year?
Originally, yes, but Katie brought it up. Brought it off up camera. Last year. Tamara, I think. Wasn't Tamara undermining Heather last year? Wasn't the whole thing that Tamara's like, she was spilling secrets out of her vault?
That's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure it was. And I know a lot of times on this show, it's just like automatically blame Tamara because it usually is Tamara. So it's like it's a percentages game. But I think it was originally brought up by Tamara as an accusation against Heather. So ultimately, this is you can blame Gina all you want, but this is something that you started.
It was Tamara all along.
Somewhere else. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be a new show. It was Agatha all along. Can't wait.
Agatha. Yeah.
It was Agatha all along.
So, Heather's like, well, I don't know if that's true or if that's not true. All I know is that they're both poor and I don't care for either one of them. But the bottom line is this. I can be polite. I can actually have fun. I am an actress, after all. Maybe you guys heard of my one-woman version of Annie Get Your Gun in the Attic of Syracuse. But I'm pretty good at putting on a face, all right? And I can be in group settings. That doesn't mean we have to be our best friends. I got through all of last year with Taylor Armstrong. Don't forget.
And also, let's not forget where Taylor Armstrong is now. Having lunch with Noella somewhere. Cece's Pizza have a line today.
It's true, Katie. You better make amends with Heather, because otherwise you're not coming back next year.
So Jen's like, so have you thought about talking to Shannon? I mean, what would happen, Alexis, if you said, Shannon, you and I need to talk. What about that? And Tamara's like, no talking. And Alexis's like, I'm not doing that at this event. I refuse to do that at this event. I want to ruin her life on a clearer day. I want it to be all about that. I'm not sharing a storyline, guys. Okay. Worked very hard for this.
Tamara's like, you know, by the way, she called me the other day when I was packing, and she said if she didn't settle or pay John, that he's going to file a lawsuit against him. And did she pay? And now Alexis goes, you know what? I said, Johnny, let's just settle. And he's like, fuck no, I already settled with you. I'm not going to settle again. So he's like, are you kidding? After everything I've gone through, after all the tequila I've had alone here in my house, looking at my sad boat, and I get it. I get it, ladies.
By the way, Alexis never said, Johnny, let's settle. I don't believe never. That for two fucking seconds. So she's like, Shannon has smeared his name and ruined Johnny J's reputation throughout the community. What the fuck? What was his reputation before?
What community is this? Like, what are we talking about here?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
What's up, guys? It's your girl, Kiki, and my podcast is back with a new season. And let me tell you, it's so good. And I'm diving into the brains of entertainment's best and brightest, okay? Every episode, I bring on a friend. I mean, the likes of Amy Poehler, Kel Mitchell, Vivica Fox, the list goes on. So follow, watch, and listen to Baby. This is Kiki Palmer on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So then Alexis, all gloves are off. You know, he's not stopping you guys. Unless his attorney comes back with something good, John will file a lawsuit. So now we go back to the spa. And Gina's like, well, should we just, like, stay out of it? Like, she shouldn't want to touch this, right? And they're basically saying, like, why does Alexis want to get involved in this, you know? And Gina's like, I mean, even for her sake, I mean, even with that video thing, like, I can't with all that stuff. Not even with that video thing that we're not supposed to mention in front of Shannon. Oops, I feel bad.
I feel so bad.
Yeah, you guys are being real smooth over there. And I wanted to read this tweet that I read that was cracking me up. It's from Rex Reed, W-R-E-X.
Not what I was expecting. Oh, I see.
So, this account's so funny, but it's on Twitter, and it says, ruin John's reputation throughout the community. What community? Motherfuckers who look like Frankenstein's monster? Square face assholes with stupid names? Five Heads Anonymous?
So now we have...
I'm so immature, but I was cracking up.
Five Heads Anonymous.
It's like, I'm saving that forever. I'm going to frame that. I'm putting that on my fridge, Ma.
So now we have my favorite moment of the episode, which I feel like is a beautiful parallel to Sunstrack. It's Shannon going,
What video thing? I'm sorry, later. Can I have a what video thing? What
What video? You know what? I love that song by Lauryn Hill that goes, that thing, what video thing? What video thing?
So Emily's like, she doesn't know.
What video thing?
She's like, whoops.
What video thing? What video thing? What video thing? What video thing?
So we cut away to a memory of people talking about the video, and then we cut back to Shannon going,
what video thing? What video thing? What video
thing? What video thing? What video thing? Can someone bring in the perfumer? Hello, perfumer. What video thing?
So then everyone's just looking at each other, and Gina's like, I fucked up. What video thing? So she's looking around, and Shannon goes, is it bad? She goes, I don't want to talk about it. Well, she says she has Ring cameras that have videos.
On the night of my DUI?
Oh, God, my head leaking out of my ears. I'm sorry. On the night of my DUI? What are the details?
I don't even remember the night.
Is it a sign that, you mentioned Shannon's DUI, that bubbles appeared on your camera, Ronnie, because that's exactly just what happened. I don't know if you saw that. Did you see that?
I did not see it, no.
A series of bubbles appeared on your camera.
I do things that trigger this all the time.
When you went like this, and somehow it created bubbles on your screen. You're like, my DUI! And bubbles just came up. I was like, wow.
I don't know. You can't repeat them, though. I've tried to repeat them before, and I can't do it. But there's...
What bubbles? What bubbles? What bubbles?
Oh, gosh. So then Emily's like, so Shannon's like, Jesus, you know what, guys? I'm working so fucking hard on myself. I just took a notebook to a bar the other day and wrote down a list of goals.
There was lime. There was cranberry. There was Pellegrino.
Hey, that's just a drink order.
Well, you're right, but still. A goal's a goal. Am I right, girls?
So Gina's like, I know, I feel bad, I know. And Shannon's like crying. I mean, this is actually, God, like, she is so hurt. She is, we're making fun because it's Shannon. We love Shannon and her, but she is devastated and crumbling, and she is like shaking, and she's like, I can't, he's a monster. He's a monster. He's a monster. I'm working so hard. And they basically, like, she has to call her lawyer. She gets up and she calls her lawyer. This, what Gina says, winds up costing ultimately Shannon $75,000, which, by the way to go, Gina. I think you owe her like a Snickers bar or something, because you really just fucked it up.
Well, I mean, the thing
I know could be viewed as a good service
is that she, everybody else knew except Shannon, you know, and that's the shittiest things on these shows, when they have information like this and everyone's holding it from the person, but meanwhile they're making mincemeat out of them when the other person can't even defend themselves. So in a way, Gina's kind of heroic in this one. I mean, usually this is where Gina's an asshole, right? Where she's like, whoops, I brought something out on camera. But this time I think Shannon was actually deserving. Like, she needs to know that this is going on, right?
Yeah, but I just feel like the timing was not great. Because the thing is this, John's saying he's going to release those videos, but we don't know if he actually would have. But now Shannon, it scares Shannon into paying him the $75,000. And I just hate that he got paid the money. I hate that so much. And I really do think it's illegal. Like, I feel like that is blackmail, right?
Well, I think it would be blackmail if he said, if you don't give me this money, I'm going to release the videos. But she didn't even know that there were videos. So I don't think it was technically extortion, right?
Well,
I mean, I'm no lawyer, obviously. Here I am recapping another Housewives show. But I'm no lawyer, but I would think that if it's extortion, you have to actually extort the person. But maybe it's implied extortion, like... You know, you either pay this money or I'm going to embarrass you or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe a case could be made for that because Alexis has been going around threatening it. I don't know.
Maybe. So this situation is so bad that Gina has to actually, she doesn't even say, I feel bad. She goes, I feel horrible. So while Shannon's on the phone, Katie and Emily go off to like some hot tubs. Gina waits back for Shannon. And so, I got that wrong. Shannon comes back and she says, she basically tells them, like,
I told my lawyer, just give him whatever he wants. I hope he rots in hell. I swear I hate him. I hate him. I mean, like, she is so, like, this is someone who has been, like so deeply hurt. So deeply hurt.
So then the girls are talking about it, you know, and Gina's, you know, feeling horrible, of course. And so Shannon's just like, I give him whatever he wants. So Gina comes and hugs Shannon. And she's like, I'm so sorry, Shannon. She goes, I can't thank you enough for telling me this. And she's like, there's no way around it. I mean, I'm just so sorry this is happening. And she's like, I have to go to the room. So she leaves. And she's like, I'm really sorry, Shannon. And Shannon goes, listen, God has a plan. God has a plan. Apparently it was for me to pay $75,000 for a goddamn facelift, but it's God's plan. So she leaves, and then Gina's like, not as relaxing as I thought it would be. Because of you.
Yeah, and then, so the other ladies come back, they're back sort of drunk, and then meanwhile, this is when now Emily and Katie go to get some... excuse me, some treatments. So they get into some hot tubs and everything and talking about, they just basically start talking about John. They're talking about, oh, the water's so hot. And, you know, after they get done with that, they start talking about it. And Katie's like saying how she feels like Shannon should be out there with them. And, you know, they're just kind of like really outraged. And there's, Katie suggests that maybe Emily should be the one to talk to Alexis, since Emily has some sort of relationship with Alexis.
And she's like, well, I mean, I kind of know her. I mean, she's not my close friend, but I could pull her to the side and say, I know you feel like you're right, and I know you feel like you're defending him, but, you know, you're not seeing this woman on the brink, this woman that I keep pushing slowly and slowly each day, another inch towards the brink.
I'm like, well, I don't know that Emily's really the one to be standing up for anyone. Emily's been fucking bullying this lady all year long.
Yeah.
More quietly than she's been bullying Jen, but still. Emily's been after Shannon for a long time.
Come trust me, Shannon. Tell me everything. We're friends now. And then everything Shannon says, she's like, guess what Shannon said about you, Heather?
Like, I don't, who trusts you?
Alexis needs to know that instead of like seeing it as like defending John, you should look at it as it's the path of destroying another woman. And maybe you should look at it like that. Oh, wait, hold on a second. I'm going to go hang out with my new best friend, Tamara.
Right. So then now they're basically, Emily's like, I don't think she knows how detrimental this is to Shannon. Of course she does. Like, give me a break. You guys, I think people are at the point now where they're like, this is backfiring on us. So now we need to all kind of pull back a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Like this.
I mean, although they couldn't have known because this was shot before, but I don't know how many of their testimony or their confessionals and stuff were shot as the show's airing, but.
Yeah, they all $5,000. That was Johnny J. That was Johnny J. Okay, don't talk bad about my man. He's going to knock over your webcam. So meanwhile, so anyway, now it's evening time and people are getting dressed and ready to go out to dinner, etc. And Heather is looking at herself in the mirror and she's like, I am so cute. And the hair and makeup person's like, you are so cute. Louder. You are so cute. Okay, emphasis on the so. You are so cute. Okay, now boom, give boom, me my boom. Tissue paper.
I'm really sorry, but could you guys be quiet over there? You're really hurting my...
Sorry, Katie!
Ow. Ow. Sorry. Katie's just being tortured in her room. The walls are crumbling in. Please be quiet over there.
So then everyone's just checking in with their kids. Tamara talks to Sophia, who's like, hi. Hi.
How's everything?
Good.
What do you got to?
Nothing.
What are you doing tonight?
Nothing.
Only one more dancers?
Yeah.
And then we go over to Jen checking in with Ryan, and she's like, it's our turn for dinner. Are you doing dinner? What are you going to do? Drop him off at Will's? He's like, we're getting pizza. She goes, oh my God, I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky. Wow, getting pizza with my children. Oh, the man that I'm marrying, getting pizza for my children. Did I win the lottery? Thank you. Thank you so much, Ryan. Thank you. Jen's just so happy with just like the minimum. You
know? She really
bless
is.
Bless her heart.
So now Heather's in her cabin. We're back to her and Shannon comes over and she's still in her robe. And she's, oh, hi. You don't look ready for dinner. How is the spa? Are you planning to get changed in here? You want to see what it's like for a wealthy woman to put on a dress? Is that what this is about?
I just saw you coming through the window. Alfredo wasn't here to get you. Oh, there he is. Ow, I've just been tackled. Why?
Sorry. I didn't have time to call him off. Are you okay?
She just has her Alfredo bodyguard tackling intruders. When you're an in-demand actress, you have to be careful. I'm way too close to billionaires like Mark Cuban to be safe.
So she's like, I didn't get to any spot. I didn't make it. I hope it's okay. I've been toying. Should I talk to you? Should I not talk to you? She's like, oh, you know me, Heather Dubrow. If you have emotions to show, come to Heather Dubrow.
Well, I have something weighing on me, and I feel like I need to get loud. Mm-hmm. And I'm not baby right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had a deadline today to get back to John. Mm-hmm. And John Jansen, are you familiar? Do you remember who John Jansen is?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I made an offer to him last week, and I said, I don't want to pay him any more money. And then Emily says, you need to pay him. And Gina goes, because of the video. And I go, what video? I said, what video? And then I said, what video? And then I said, what video thing? And 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 then I said, what video thing? Okay. So that went on for about half an hour. And then...
Well, listen, if this makes you feel any better, a lot of people know what it's like to go straight to video. Have you called Taylor Armstrong? She might be good to help with this.
I don't have her phone number. Unfortunately, I had to give that back to John Jansen also. So I know Alexis is telling everybody about a video, and I don't even know about a video. And she's like, every day that there's... Unlike you receiving scripts, every day for me, there's something.
Well, okay, I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that, mostly because I wasn't listening. So, go ahead. Do you have any more of this monologue? Because I'm extremely tired. Alfredo.
Okay, yes, well, so he wants to clear his name, and I am not lying about John. When I started my relationship, John, I paid for everything. I did for the first couple of years, and I did. I paid for everything, even the video things. I didn't even know what the video things were, but I paid for them. And does it make you look bad? I don't know, but I'm not lying about it.
I didn't know what a ring cam was. I said, why would I buy a ring for a camera? I'm not marrying a camera. I thought, would I marry a camera? I mean, Lord knows I make love to him plenty. Am I right, camera? Oh, God, I'm so sad right now. Let me get back to my sadness. So, Heather, here's the big news I'm bringing over.
Okay,
when I had that DUI that night, I left the house. I said, goodbye, children. Goodbye, John. Have a lovely evening. And then I rushed into that house with my car. I ran into a flower pot. Or something. And then I went unconscious. And when I woke up in the hospital, my friend called me 10 days after and said, how many seconds did the accident happen after you backed out of the driveway? And I said, 3 to 5 seconds max. And he said, well, I find it strange that John didn't come running after you. Which,
he goes, wait, do you believe in your heart that he really did not hear that?
I have to say, that is... terrible that you don't have a driver. Wow. The way some people have to live. So Shannon's like, well, I don't know. So I look back at my text messages, and I didn't remember that I had did this, but I guess I took a photograph.
I'm sorry. It's just hard for me to imagine the story because I'm feeling so sad for someone that lives so close to neighbors that their home could be hit 30 seconds after someone leaving their house.
I didn't know you'd like to have that few acres. Between houses. It just seemed... Oh, there are your bubbles again, Ronnie. Their bubbles are back. Oh. Look. Oh, they've just popped. They just popped. It's exclusive for Crap is on Demand. Anyway, it's tragic. Okay, you were saying something about how your Waymo crashed into a
wheel. No, I was driving it. I was actually driving it.
So you actually had your hands on a wheel. You were doing labor.
I looked back at my text messages, and I didn't remember that I had done this, but I guess I took a photograph of myself, and I sent it to him after I got in the wreck. And at 1:30 in the morning, he texts me, what the heck is going on? The cops just brought Archie here. Where are you? She goes, wait, so you're saying that he ignored the picture? God, that hasn't happened to me since I auditioned for the role of Roseanne. Anybody over there get my picture?
What?
I said, you're just not Midwest enough.
Why does no one believe that I love an Afghan blanket?
So Shannon is like,
well, I guess he went to bed, even though there was a car wreck outside his window. Well, maybe he didn't see it.
So then Heather like sits next to Shannon and she pulls out her phone. She's like, she's going to show this picture. And Heather's like, I just feel so terrible for Shannon. I can't even imagine what she's been through. I mean, she was almost unconscious. She hit her head. She was impaired that night. Doesn't even have a chauffeur. How much does she remember of this? I want to be as supportive as much as I can, you know. But at the same time, I'm thinking, I can't help every poor person.
So then basically Shannon brings the picture on camera. Like, she's come over to Heather's to introduce this to the evidence, as evidence to the court of public opinion, which is that she took a picture of her face. It's all bloody, and it is a scary picture, you know. And also, it's so 2024 to be like, oh, I just crashed into a house drunk. Here's a picture of my bloody face. I'm going to send it to my friends.
Yeah.
But also, it's just, it's hard to look at it because it's like Shannon. Who doesn't love Shannon, you know? And her face is bleeding. And then her point is she sends it to John, and he just said, he just pretended he didn't see it, so he didn't even have to help with her that night, which is more evidence, I guess, that he's a monster of a human being, which, I mean, it is.
Right, because it's like he saw her drive off, or he heard her drive off, and then he hears, like, one has to believe he heard a crash not too long after that, because...
Right. How and then not want to have to go down to the station and deal with her and all this shit after that. And presumably, that's because... he was telling her not to get in the car and drive, and that's why she almost ran over the daughter, because the daughter was probably trying to block her car
right.
and say, no, don't drive, and she did anyway and then got in a wreck. So he was probably like, well, fuck that. I'm not going to go. This, you know,
which
like,
is who knows? So shitty.
But that's kind of the image that we've been left with, I think, as an audience, you know, and it's like, oh, God, I'm just glad
it got so dark there at the end, and I'm just like, man, this is a lot. Then I was thinking... this is so fucked up. And then the fact that this guy's girlfriend is on the show with Shannon, this season is wild.
Yes.
Wild.
It really is. And people are so fucking crazy, because I know in an interview Tamara did, Tamara was saying, oh, and Alexis is just so upset with the audience reaction to her this season. She just can't believe that people are so mean to her. I'm like, oh my God. So not only are you doing this, but you're really doing this thinking that you're some kind of fucking hero. You're going to be some kind of folk hero after. What idiots, you know? Yeah. But yeah, the show sure gets dark, but they sure keep it fun somehow. I don't know how they do it.
Keep it fun. Well, yeah. Everyone, thank you so much for being here and listening to our very long recap. We'll be back next week with a full slate of recaps, and everyone should just be excited for that. Be excited for life. So we'll talk to you on the next one.
By the way, next week we are going to start covering The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, which premieres today on Hulu. All the episodes drop. We don't know how many episodes we're going to do, but we are going to release a preview that we did, so you guys can kind of check that out. So check our feed for that. That'll be up this weekend. And we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Stroll in the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Welcome to The Offensive Line. You guys, on this podcast, we're going to make some picks, talk some shit, and hopefully make you some money in the process. I'm your host, Annie Hagar.
So here's how this show's going to work, okay? We're going to run through the weekly slate of NFL and college football matchups, breaking them down into very serious categories like no offense. No offense, Travis Kelce, but you got to step up your game if Pat Mahomes is saying the Chiefs need to have more fun this year. We're also handing out a series of awards and making picks for the top storylines surrounding the world of football. Awards like the He May Have a Point Award for the wide receiver that's most justifiably bitter. Is it Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, or Devontae Adams? Plus, on Thursdays, we're doing an exclusive bonus episode on Wondery Plus, where I share my fantasy football picks ahead of Thursday Night Football and the weekend's matchups. Your fantasy league is as good as locked in. Follow the offensive line on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can access bonus episodes and listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.